Okay, what's up? Let's get right into it. Jermaine Dupri, producer of So Def Records. I think he went on the People Magazine show or whatever. Some show. Okay. And he said that a lot of the female rappers, you know, make stripper music. Okay. I think he's totally correct. That is so correct. And it's like, you know, you feel like The Rock. Finally, somebody has said the truth. Somebody that's a producer, record label owner, have said that, because these women around here are not Little Kim. Little Kim went through a lot of stuff, and she remained musical. She had good guidance. The producers that she was working with, you know, she could come in and talk gangster stuff with the men and then go and talk that pretty game, you know, with the females and still, you know, honor, you know, other females without, degrading herself, you know, without degrading herself, making it all about what she wears and what, you know, and, you know, making it sexual all the time. Sometimes you just gotta be you, you know, you look at these, you know, female rappers that don't do that. They don't get mainstream attention. And let me explain something. Mainstream attention is white people's attention. White people's, the main people, mainstream, main white people, the main white people, mainly white people. That's the concept of mainstream. Because we are the minority. But if we had the blacks, Latinos, Asians, Indians, Native Americans, and everybody else that's a person come together and work as one, which that's not going to happen, it would be different. But there's all different types of female rappers. But then you have Cardi B being one of the top female rappers right now and just spitting garbage, acting ratchet, speaking ratchet stuff, talking about sitting on dudes' faces, playing a dude for his money because you got a nice pussy or you got nice cat, you got nice, a nice body, and doing 12 tracks of that, selling that, and making 3 videos for 3 singles, and then going and doing it again. Then you have Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj basically did the same thing without talking about sex all the time, but it's basically trash. Okay? She might did this song, that song, whatever song, but basically, it's the same thing. You're making punchlines up, you know, about sitting on dudes' faces and how your pussy is so good, the dude gotta pay for it, and you playing a dude and getting his money, but you got your own money. Basically, ratchet stuff. Okay, then you got Megan Thee Stallion, Tina Snow, which bites off of Tony Snow, which was Bun B. Or sometimes they switch it. But, because she's from Houston. She's from Houston, and she knows Pimp C's family. So, basically, yeah, she's now, you know, Tina Snow. But when she was coming up, it was still punchline rapping. But it wasn't none of the sex really involved. The imagery as far as the videos. Now she's got that song Big Old Freak, and now she's performing all over the world. Yeah, and she looks just like She got those assless chaps just like Cardi B had in Tatiana with Blueface. So there's a pattern here. Okay, you can't tell me that she went from being okay now that she's talking about all this sex. And a lot of female rappers, they talk about mainly sitting on dudes' faces, getting money from dudes, even though they got their own money, and tricking money out of dudes. Anyway, regardless of what the song is about, okay, that's not what Left Eye and Lil' Kim and all of them used to talk about. And if they talk about it, it depended on what kind of song it was. I mean, TLC was about, you know, safe sex. That was their whole message in the first album. Okay. So they put that together to what they wanted to do. This is trash right now. At least that's a deep thought. A very deep thought, because you could put that on 12, 13 records right there. That's how that's how you grow branches and you make new songs out of, you know, the same topics or the main topic, but there's no deepness, there's no poeticness. And yeah, one lady on Twitter talking about nobody want to hear that. White folks want to hear that. Women want to hear that because they feel empowered. That don't make you feel empowered because this chick is yelling about, you know, or talking about how she gets money from a dude for her pussy. She gets money from a dude because she looks so good. Her body is so good. Her lower extremities are so good that she gets money out of a dude. Her sex game is so good she gets money out of a dude. Okay, when dudes talk about sex, they talk about sex. They don't talk about money. Okay, or they might be talking about the other side of it, because nobody respects that anyway, because I don't know how that became respectable, taking money for sex, or taking money for exchange for your body, or taking money indirectly for sex. I don't know how that got respected. And then a lot of the feminists speak out on male artists talking about the junk. But then the female artists get up there and openly say that junk. So it's a double standard. They're saying it's a double standard because females can't say what they want. It's not about what you're saying, what you want. You can say what you want all the time. I'm just not going to support it. I'm not going to say it's real and act like it isn't. If you come for me like you did Jermaine, I'm going to be harder than what Jermaine. Jermaine's trying to help the situation. He's got the so-so deaf female cipher. So, I mean, I don't know what you complaining about. The same problem that he's talking about, he's trying to fix. Saying he's a gatekeeper, I don't agree with that. I don't like gatekeepers. I believe in creating opportunities for anybody that comes correct, but just, you know, because a lot of times gatekeepers keep people out. They don't keep people in, you know, because, you know, you look at Eminem's first 2-3 albums, okay, or 50's first 2 or 3 albums, okay. Executive producer was Eminem, Dr. Dre for 50, and the executive producer for Eminem's tracks first couple of albums until he could control his own, you know, music totally. He didn't need anybody else to make sure of things were going right, because after a while you build, you know, your weight in that company or in that label, you can do your own thing. But that's not what it is. They're promoting this. City Girls with that's another group. City Girls, they get more attention. I had no problem with the video acting up, but it's not something I would listen to. Now it's gotten to the point where if you listen to a female artist like that, it's just gay music, because you don't relate to that at all. you at all. I mean, when Lil' Kim did Gucci's Man Freaky Girl, okay, that was just her side of it. Okay, we didn't relate personally to it, but we could see what she was talking about. Even though that was a song about sex, that was a little bit more deep. You could visualize, you know, certain things. Okay, that was a little bit more deep than the songs that they're coming out today. And that song was about sex. She's a very freaky girl. Don't bring to her mama. Don't bring to her mama. First you get a name, then you get a number, then you get some brain in the front seat of the Hummer. But, you know, Gucci Man saying all this stuff about he's got a big stick and all this other stuff and whatnot. That's not what these big three are doing. The big three are coming up with ratchet stuff that don't make sense. Punchline rapping. It's not even detail. You can sing a sexy song. You can rap a sexy song. Or a song about sex. You can rap whatever you want, but you have to be deep, poetic, and artistic and creative with it. It's not creative with it. It's like a porno. It's like a porno. well, not even a porno. Actually, a porno is more creative than that. But it's just trying to, you know, outdo somebody. That's what it looked like. And that's the problem. The dudes started doing it. Now the females are doing their female versions of it. The same thing. Of the same thing, just their way, their reality. And now it's gotten to the point where everybody's got to do it. Nobody can rap real. You can be pretty as hell and still rap some deep stuff. What happened? This is why I want to ask. But this is the biggest thing. We can go back and forth on all this stuff all day long until we're blue in the face. You know, this is why I want to. What happened to just black music or hip hop being black? Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to the struggle? Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened to the struggle being laid out on beats? Whatever happened to, you know, expressing ourselves as black folks? It don't have to be about anything of that sort. You know, if we're talking about sex, we're talking about black sex. If we're talking about, you know, strippers, we're talking about black strippers. If we're talking about, you know, police, we're talking about police. You know, And then Cardi B, she's not even black. She don't care about none of that stuff. She'll say anything to make money. It's very obvious. No musicianship. No artisticness. It's just all about being a thought. The thought culture. I thought being a hoe was something that wasn't respected. Now they got it where being a hoe is something respectable. It's like being a gangster, you know, like dudes tell other dudes to be a gangster. You gotta be a gangster. That's how you gotta be. Not as a gimmick, because some people, it's a gimmick. They were either former gangsters or they never was gangsters, and they just use it as a gimmick. Or they might say that word is a gimmick. See, that's a difference. You got gimmicks that are based off of real things, then you got just gimmicks that are not based off of anything. Because I thought being a hoe was not something to be respected. Okay? But whatever happened to that? Black music being black. Our struggle being painted out. You got the older rappers. Rappers that are 40 and over. You count on them, like Ice Cube dropped an album. Zero dropped an album. I mean, but when you listen to these gangs, like if you listen to Zero, Mo City the Don, King of the Ghetto, you know, Mo City, you know, he has a certain personality, and you get familiar with that personality after a while, you know. But he's talking about, his philosophy is the same, but he's talking about different things, okay, on different beats. It's not always a punchline. You can do that style, but well, you know, you gotta switch up the style. Every song can't be the same. Every song can't sound the same. You know, some people, I know Zero, he can sing. And so can Big Kurt. That's another one. The older rappers, he's not as quite as old, but he's older. And Stanley, the people you never heard, they don't get that kind of attention either on the male side. But the only reason why these females mad is because we talking about them now. Because they've been talking about us decades. When Snoop dropped Gin and Juice and Doggy Style, yeah, and his portrayal of women, women got pissed off at that. Okay, now we got women rappers talking about themselves. Okay, degrading itself. That don't make sense. And they're just beautiful black women, too. You would expect them to have some sort of self-esteem if you're going to talk about it, be classy about it. It's just like you could take a nude shot or you could just take a full spread-on eagle shot. Your, now your face, no body, no none of that. It just make it perverted. You got classy and then you got perverted. That's extra, ain't it? I mean, and Cardi's like that. Cardi's a thought in real life. Okay, it's not just a gimmick for her. She's like that in real life. I don't care about them being former strippers. I don't care about them being former strippers. I do not care. But they're not, there's no deepness about them. They don't have no deep thoughts. They don't have nothing that makes you, hey, rewind that back, you know, except for the punchline. Just simple punchline rapping. You need to get rid of punchline rapping in hip hop, just in general, male, female, whatever. You need to get rid of that. That's rule number one. Sex is not about sex. A lot of people tweeting and stuff about, well, men talk about sex. It's not about sex. It's about the degradingness of what you're saying about yourself when you're talking about sex. You're talking about sex and money. You don't never mix the two. I think, I heard a line Gucci Mane said, I paid her $500 for the night, but you made that your wife. okay. That's called tricking off. You know, you say these things and then somebody, it's just like what happened to me. You know, I said the girl had nice, I hashtag beautiful breast cleavage, and she got mad at me when she was even talking about her own cleavage was looking so good that day. You can't put stuff out there and nobody just, you know, they don't say nothing. But see, a man like that can own that. You have to own that junk. If somebody talking about stripper rapping, you just can't get mad because, oh, you talking about stripper rapping. You talking about stripper rappers. What's wrong with you talking about stripper rappers? Why you getting on stripper rappers for? You have to own that junk. They should have completely ignored. That was their time to shut up. If Jermaine Dupri had said that, or anybody said that, was their time to shut up and not say nothing. Not make all these memes and tweets and all this other stuff about it. But as I said, I agree with him. I totally agree with him. It is nothing but stripper rapping. Every stripper want to be a rapper. Then they get on there and talk, you know, degrading about themselves and everybody else and sit on dudes' faces and get monies from people, get monies from a dude. And then they got their own money and then act up or whatever the City Girls had done. That was written by Young Yachty. So they're not even writing their own lyrics. They've gotten somebody behind the curtain, like Wizard of Oz, to say stuff. And you're saying a female can't say that. It's a dude behind it writing this stuff. They don't write their own lyrics. And then if they are writing here, they're coming up with trash. I mean, if you about that life, be about that life. Say how you really want to say it. You don't have to impress me. But there's another issue with the so-so deaf cipher. That's just dumb. This man is looking to change. As I said before, he's looking to change it. Okay. Sign up with so-so deaf cipher, female cipher. It makes no sense. He's trying to open doors for females because black women have a long history of just being a sexual object. Everything about a black woman is sexual. And then guess what? How much records they sell when they talk about sex. That's what the point. He's helping you out and you're trying to crucify him.